Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Peggy Dunbar and she's the Cardiac Rehab Coordinator. Good morning to you, Peggy.
Good morning.
This time of year, any time is a good time, but you know, this month we're really focusing in on hearts. I thought it would be a good time to talk about heart numbers. There are a couple numbers we need to know about. So let's talk about blood pressure first. I think that's a really important heart number.
Blood pressure is an important heart number. Chronic hypertension or high blood pressure can really damage the arteries and the heart walls. As far as an ideal number, you would really like to keep that blood pressure below 130 over 80, especially if you're diabetic. If your blood pressures are 140 over 80, it certainly deserves some close watching and monitoring of that to make sure you're not actually running higher. But definitely below 140 over 80.
Okay. Is one number more important than the other number, the upper or lower number, or is it they're equally important?
They're both equally important. I think that initially they're going to look at the top number, which is known as the systolic blood pressure number, but they're both very relevant in regards to chronic disease management.
When should somebody start getting their blood pressure checked? I'm thinking if you're 15, if you're 30, when? Should that kind of start being a part of your ongoing care?
I think that your overall health is very closely related to your genetics and your background, your family background. If you've got a parent that had hypertension for a long time, I think that you should start screening it in the teenage years. If you've got parents that are very healthy and they've got no problems with that, then I think you should have a baseline blood pressure when you're 20, 25, and just become aware of what your numbers are. Check it at least once a year when you're younger and more often when you are older.
Okay, so how often is a good time? I know that, I've been told, well, you, because it's kind of fluctuating, you need to do it more often. But if it's kind of staying the same, you said once a year, but when you're older, how often?
You know, I think when you're older, I think you become aware of what your blood pressure trends are, or you should be by that point in time. If you are well managed by blood pressure medication, your quarterly appointments with your doctor or every 6 months with your doctor is fine. If you notice a gradual increase in your blood pressure numbers, then I think you need to check it a little more oftener. Even get a weekly basis for 4 or 5 times so that you can establish a trend. I don't think anybody is going to suddenly jump in and change medication until they have a little bit of an idea of what your trends are rather than just a one-time reading. So it's important to get several readings before you start adjusting your medication.
And of course, there are several places, but for free, you can come to the Cass County Hospital and get your blood pressure checked almost any time.
Absolutely. Here in the Cardiac Rehab Department, we do check blood pressures on our staff and on people that we've seen in the past for cardiac rehab. They'll come through the doors, and they're always welcome to do that. Anyone is welcome to come through the doors for a blood pressure check. And I think they do that also at Atlantic Medical Center.
So. Right. Just walk in, and if you're not familiar with it, just stop at the desk and tell them. And it just usually, there's not a long wait, sometimes no wait at all. So it's really, really easy to do. So be sure to do that. Are there any warning symptoms? You know, if we said, oh, we've been fine, but now is there something that happens that would say you really need to get your blood pressure checked?
Blood pressure is a real sneaky condition, and many, many times there are no symptoms. If people are experiencing headaches, if people are experiencing decreased energy levels, if they're experiencing some dizziness problems, nosebleeds will sometimes be a clue that your blood pressure is running too high, but it's a very insidious condition and many times does not flash symptoms to you.
And so that's why it's important to get it checked fairly often, depending on the situation that you've described for us. So blood pressure, really, really important to get that done on an annual basis. Now, another number, and I think almost a more confusing number, as to what happens and what do we do about it, maybe, is cholesterol. Let's talk about cholesterol numbers.
Cholesterol numbers are very important to know. I think a good baseline for a cholesterol would be somewhere around 20 years of age. That's what I've recommended to my own kids, in fact, so that they can get a good baseline of where that's at. Then following that, you can go ahead and check your cholesterol numbers about once a year or once every couple of years if it's a normal cholesterol. Your cholesterol numbers, you hear the classic under 200 for your normal cholesterol. I think you need all of the figures, your LDL cholesterol, your HDL cholesterol, your VLDL cholesterol, to really tell the whole picture. So many times your cholesterol can be below 200, but yet you'll have a very low HDL cholesterol or an imbalance in those numbers. So you're really not getting the whole story with just the one number.
And to me, that's the confusing part. But that's where the professionals come in, take a look at it, and kind of describe to you what's what there when they take a look at the total numbers. Now, you've talked about getting that started, that baseline. You've mentioned baseline several times, and that's sort of the starting point for comparison, correct?
That is correct. Just to become familiar with what's normal for you. So many times there'll be younger people that have an actual lipid disorder that they're totally unaware of until they run into problems in their 40s. If you can actually start managing that lipid disorder earlier, you may actually slow down the progression of heart disease.
Should somebody who is 20 be getting a yearly just general checkup?
I think I'd leave that up to their practitioners and what their practitioner actually advises.
Okay. But sometime you need to get started in there and find out what all of that is. Okay, another number that I think we're going to be hearing more often as we come to get our annual checkups or just come in for something is BMI.
Yeah, BMI is a number that practitioners are looking at, doctors, nurses are looking at, but also the federal government is looking at pretty closely. The BMI is figured from a calculation of your weight versus your height. A normal BMI is anywhere from 18 and a half to 25.
Okay, and do we have to do any special tests, or we just get weighed and we get our, that we do that anyhow?
Your health practitioner has a chart hanging in his office that already has the formulas figured out for your particular height and weight. BMI stands for Body Mass Index. And if you just check in with your doctor, it is part of their standard protocol now to discuss your BMI with you because it's such a major factor with your overall health.
I'm thinking some of us are not going to like that number very much. But again, it's one of those kind of measurements that can indicate health to us. And just one more measurement, one more number that maybe could be very useful to us. So let's talk just a little bit, not so much numbers, but you are head of cardiac rehab. Right now you're in a new location, but maybe not your permanent location?
No, it's not our permanent location. I think it's toward the end of February, the first part of March, we'll be moving downstairs. Right now we're currently in the second floor conference room as our temporary home. But at the end of February, we get to move into our brand new department downstairs, which was the old physical therapy and occupational therapy area prior to the remodeling.
Okay. We're visiting with Peggy Denmar, who heads up the cardiac rehab, and lots of changes going on. I guess it's really nice there's somebody there at the front desk to kind of point us in the right direction. Will there be some updated equipment or anything new in addition to the where you're at?
The new equipment that we've got planned for this year will be a recumbent elliptical and an upper extremity ergometer to help strengthen the shoulders and the upper extremities and to monitor the heart under upper extremity work. But those are being provided by our foundation here at our hospital. So we are looking forward to those pieces of equipment when the foundation funds have been raised.
Now you have, of course, in cardiac rehab, you have folks coming in, some on a fairly regular basis.
We have two programs here. We have a phase two cardiac rehab program, which is immediately post-discharge from the acute care facility after a heart attack, after bypass surgery, valve replacement, balloon angioplasty. All of those people are eligible for phase two cardiac rehab to help them return to their life and perhaps and hopefully be better than what they were before their event. We also have a phase three program and a maintenance exercise program, and this actually addresses anyone that's interested in becoming more fit in weight management and chronic disease management, like facilitating diabetes control. Those people are all eligible. That is a self-pay program, but it's a fairly nominal fee on a monthly basis.
So you can always check with Cass County Memorial Hospital, Cass County Health Systems, for more information about cardiac rehab or anything related to your health. Be sure to get those numbers checked Peggy has told us about. And we want to thank you very much, Peggy Dunbar, for visiting with us this morning and getting us up to date on our heart numbers. Until next time, here's a thought. For mending someone's broken heart, the best glue is compassion.